Welcome to the Newsbusters podcast with the executive editor of Newsbusters, your host, Tim Graham.
Hello and welcome from Reston, Virginia, where you can see our Bulldog logo from the Dulles Toll Road. We are here and it's 73 degrees in the balmy aftermath of the first Biden presidential press. Can you call it a conference? It sounds more like the first press massage of this administration. I was driving in today to the dulcet tones of National Public Radio. I'm a bit of a masochist. And it's pledge drive time, which means you get these national NPR star advertisements, like from the likes of Nina Totenberg, or in this morning's case, Mary Louise Kelly. She's like the female version of Eugene Robinson / Marvin the Martian. And she was touting how, you know, here at NPR, we do the tough questions. We hold government officials accountable. And that I get angry. Because anybody who's read Newsbusters, when we've written about Mary Louise Kelly, should know that she interviewed Mike Pompeo last year, Trump's Secretary of State, and it was rough, 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 beat, 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 punch, punch, punch. And when it was over, he yelled at her after it was done recording. He stomped out and then he yelled at her. And then she became a cause celeb. But this year, the same Mary Louise Kelly brought on Biden's Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, and he got, you know, the usual coverage that the Biden people get. What is the goal of U.S. foreign policy? Your mission statement. Yeah, thanks for bringing the hardballs, NPR. So, yes, NPR, we lie at pledge drive time. But, you know, I think NPR listeners know that, because if they really were tough on Democrats, the NPR listeners get very upset. It's not what they want. They want state-run radio for the left, the taxpayer-funded sandbox. And I was reminded of this because the most embarrassing moment to me in the first Biden press massage was Yamiche Alcindor, the White House correspondent for the PBS NewsHour. She was asking the president about his immigration policy. And she noted that Biden tells immigrants that now is not the time to come. Which always somehow reminds me of Three Dog Night, because I'm an old person. My mama told me not to come. Illegal immigration, it's not the way that it's done, son. Anyway, then she, Yamiche Alcindor, added, the message is not being received when Biden says don't come over. Because the perception of you that got you elected, a moral, decent man, is the reason a lot of immigrants are coming to this country and are trusting you with unaccompanied minors. That was a question. Now, this is the same Yamiche Alcindor who back in 2019 was following Donald Trump around at the G7 summit in France. And she seemed very upset with the president in that case, because Donald Trump had said that Putin outsmarted Barack Obama and just retook Crimea, shamelessly retook Crimea, and Obama did nothing. And Yamiche was very upset that Donald Trump would say Obama had ever been outsmarted on anything, and suggested it was a clear lie that Obama had been outsmarted by Putin. So when it's Trump, Yamiche is basically yelling at him. If you look at the video, she's visibly upset with the president. And yesterday, Biden got a big plate or a big pot of candied Yamiche. Then she went on to ask about the filibuster. This was one of the dominant themes yesterday. Why can't we get rid of the filibuster? The filibuster is one of those classic examples of our media's partisan bias, because 4 years ago, Chuckie Schumer thought the filibuster was the thing that was going to keep democracy from dying in darkness, and everybody rushed to say how important the filibuster was. And 4 years later, now it's a racist relic, as Barack Obama says. And we've seen this, in my case, going back to the end of Reagan when I came in, or the very beginning of George H.W. Bush. We've seen this over and over again, that the Democrats and the Republicans flip on the filibuster. And you'd always want to say, well, if we had a truly objective nonpartisan media, they would stay consistent on the filibuster. But guess what happens? Whatever the Democrat position on the filibuster is, the media's position on the filibuster is. I believe it was Bob Schieffer who looked like he was flipping and flopping. My grandpa Graham used to have this bad joke about the Polish wind-up toy, and he'd like wind his thumb and make his hand go backwards and forwards. I mean, they flip and they flop. And the media flip and flop right along with it. So this was a dominant theme yesterday, that the filibuster was now intolerable and hopelessly racist, which it wasn't just last year. They're filibustering Senator Tim Scott, who is a black Republican, and that was not Jim Crow. That was not racist. It was righteous. So Alcindor was basically suggesting that we need the filibuster because Chuck Schumer is calling this voting rights legislation out in the states by the Republicans an existential threat to democracy. I am so tired of these people. Every time they're in danger of losing something, it's a threat to democracy. They always think Democrats equal democracy. Democrats win, democracy wins. Republicans win, democracy's dying. It's just amazing to me the way that these people have the shamelessness to somehow suggest that asking somebody for a voter ID is like Jim Crow. What is Jim Crow? Let's tell the young people. This is about segregation. This is about blacks and whites in different schools. This is about blacks and whites using different bathrooms. This is about blacks and whites being in separate sections on the bus. This is not, may I see your driver's license, is not Jim Crow. That is a terrible lie. If we had real fact checkers, they would jump in on this. But we don't. We have Democrat fact checkers, meaning they don't check facts. They spin for Democrats. That's what we see way too often. So Yamiche Alcindor was pestering about the filibuster. Zeke Miller of AP sort of started with it. He didn't use the F word, but he said, what more can you do? How far can you go to resist those evil Republicans? The Washington Post reporter asked about the filibuster. CBS asked about the filibuster. CNN asked about the filibuster. They're all like, end the filibuster. They should all wear buttons saying end the filibuster because it's just as obvious as wearing the buttons. CNN reporter Caitlin Collins came to Biden and demanded he end the filibuster. So, gosh, she was tough. She was a regular Jim Acosta. No. She was a regular AOC supporter. That's what she was. She was saying, Obama said it's a relic of the Jim Crow era. And of course, Biden's going to say yes, because he's not going to publicly on national television disagree with St. Barack Obama. Then he made this really bizarre line about how, folks, this isn't Jim Crow. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. Now, what on earth was that? Let's go back to this again. He's suggesting that asking for a voter ID is way worse than making Rosa Parks sit in the back of the bus. I mean, that's insanity, people.
MRC-store.com.
Pro-gun, pro-life, pro-God, and pro-America?
Welcome to the Pro Shop.
MRC-store.com.
T-shirts, hoodies, goodies, and much more.
MRC-store.com.
The only store that always offers conservatives more.
That's MRC-store.com.
Log on, log in, and help the Media Research Center while shopping for great gear today.
MRC-store.com.
CNN has gone from screaming at Trump and not surrendering the microphone. We all remember the Jim Acosta Olympics. And these people, I mean, this literally happened on CNN yesterday before the press conference, where Poppy Harlow's interviewing Brian Stelter. And she says, you know, it's important. Sometimes before press conferences, we have to worry about reporters who sort of posture and try to make themselves the story.
When journalists ask questions and they're on camera, there can sometimes be posturing, right, for that good soundbite, if you will. And then there can be really digging into the key issues here. What do you expect?
Right, and there will be heat as well as light, but hopefully a lot of news. Biden's been under pressure for several weeks to hold a press conference. His predecessors did this much earlier in their presidencies, but I think the average American cares a lot more about stimulus checks than how many press conferences Biden has had. Let's be realistic about what the average American cares about.
You know, we saw that from other people. You know, the Margaret Sullivan at the Washington Post, Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post, who was very concerned that anyone would be the least bit Jim Acosta-like in a Biden press conference. This can't happen. And it didn't. Peter Doocy is no Jim Acosta. Peter Doocy is very respectful. He asked tough questions. He asked them respectfully. And he didn't get a question. Newsmax was there, didn't get a question. You know, now there were liberal outlets that didn't get a question. I guess NPR didn't get a question. Washington Post or the New York Times didn't get a question. But they're all one big blob anyway. They're all going to ask the same thing over and over again. It's like, well, it's too bad the New York Times didn't also get to ask about the filibuster. Now, the other dominant issue in the presser yesterday was immigration, and we talked about Yamiche, but she wasn't alone. You had Cecilia Vega at ABC, who actually upset Biden because she was asking him if it was acceptable to him that there were kids sleeping on the floors. Come on, man. He did not like that. It's like, that is so mellow compared to Trump. You know, these are the reporters that basically suggested that 100,000 people dead of COVID were all Trump's fault. I don't remember Joe Biden taking exception to that line of questioning. So, Cecilia Vega is doing the usual thing where they're channeling the whole idea that the whole point of our immigration system is to feed, house, and clothe and make sure every illegal immigrant has a bed at night. At the one hand, they will say that they're fleeing unspeakable violence, if we're going to remember what Ilhan Omar said. Well, if they're fleeing unspeakable violence, sleeping on the floor for a couple of nights, probably not so bad by comparison. There's nothing wrong with immigration trying to be humane. There is something, though, to be said for limiting it. See, they think it's inhumane to limit it. I think there were people, you know, good Christian people who didn't like the idea that we would separate families for their children on purpose so that we can discourage immigration. That doesn't sound like a good policy. But it's quite obvious that this administration is encouraging willy-nilly illegal immigration. And the media are fine with willy-nilly illegal immigration. They just want to make sure that everybody's properly fed, clothed, and educated. They can all learn to speak English and vote for the Democrats. Also, this was perfect, Janet Rodriguez of Univision. There was a moment for our MRC Latino team. Univision. It's a news network and an illegal alien advocacy group. You know, it's like the old Saturday Night Live skit. It's a shake and a floor polish, or whatever it was. But this was the same thing, where she was all asking, you know, when can we expect your promise of things getting better with, you know, a better expediting of immigration? Can you please make our legal immigration more convenient and faster? Let's face it, this is the Univision business model. They need Spanish-speaking immigrants to watch their Spanish language networks. Because by the time those immigrants and their kids learn English, then they're going to actually be watching other networks. So Univision, just to keep their own business model going, wants as much immigration from the South as they can possibly get. And they keep people watching their news by constantly scaring them about how awful the immigration system is. Now, we should say not every question yesterday was terrible. And Kristen Welker had asked the question I really was expecting somebody with some self-respect to ask, which was, when do we get to send cameras into one of these overcrowded places for the unaccompanied minors? And Biden's answer is something along the lines of, we'll let the cameras in once we've fixed it. And there was a serious question about withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's pretty standard. That's what we should expect. I'm good with that. There was a pretty standard question about China and trade with China. That's all good. But these people seem more interested in having sort of a Democratic Party whining session about how much we need to get rid of the filibuster so we can get our big radical agenda passed. Don't tell us that this is a quote-unquote news media in action. It sounds like a Democratic precinct meeting where all the Democrats get up and share their unanimous opinions about their goals. And their goals are not to hold Biden accountable. That should be obvious to everyone. So we have this all on Newsbusters. We have the column today's on the press conference. Curtis Houck took all of this down yesterday. He is the Biden briefing / press conference guru here at Newsbusters. So make sure you follow Curtis. Curtis Houck, H-O-U-C-K. The culture team had a blog yesterday on how much the Hollywood celebrities loved the press conference. Of course they did. We will keep you abreast with all of these developments at Newsbusters. So come once, twice, 24 times a day. Come enjoy this podcast. Like, share, spread the word, tell your sister. And we will talk to you next time.